Right, let's go to that SABC story now that I was touching on. And again, I'm really keen to know whether you share my view that the SABC remains a really crucial institution in our lives, whether you watch it or not, listen to it or not. Millions and millions of people do, and we're the poorer if they fail to function properly. But your take on that is something I'd love to hear. 0727021702. Babalo Ndenze has been watching this closely. Babalo, where are we in the process? Do we have the final 12 names, or is there still going to be some chopping and changing? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, indeed. I don't think this is the definite final name. Look, it could remain as the final list if nothing happens, you know, before it goes to the National Assembly. But there's still one more meeting, which is later this evening, where the full committee will now take this report from the subcommittee that was handling this, you know, shortlisting and recruitment process for these 12 names. So we'll listen in again this evening when the full committee meets to discuss these 12 proposed candidates, you know, which include current board members as well as former, you know, employees of the SABC. But after that, John, it will go to the National Assembly before it finally lands up with the president. And who knows how long the president could take when this list finally gets to his desk for appointment. So anything could happen before it gets to the president.
Give us a sense of some of the interesting names on that list. I'm noticing Magdalene Moonsami, a lawyer who's been involved with on the fringes of the Senzo Meyiwa trial, used to be an office bearer in the EFF. Franz Kruger, who used to be very senior in radio in the SABC, and Patiswa Magopeni also caught my eye and indeed caught yours. But take us through some of the names and who they are.
Yeah, we have a former SABC journalist and anchor there, that's Mpho Tsedu. He's also part of that list of 12. You've mentioned some of the other notable names, which include Magdalene Moonsami, as well as, you know, Patiswa Magopeni, was fired earlier this year, you know, by the SABC. This is quite an interesting comeback for her at board level. And there's also former SABC journalist Dr. Renee Horn, and she was at the top of the list, Dr. Renee Horn, and as well as a National Youth Development Agency CEO, Nora Mukumba. So those are just some of the names that come to the top of my mind. And as well as Nombuiso Baitsi, she's also quite, you know, experienced in the communications department, as well as, you know, this SABC and broadcasting. So she's also an inclusion there on this 12-member list. So we'll just have to see what the members decide later this evening, and what the National Assembly decides when it debates these names, when this report finally goes to the National Assembly, you know, for its consideration. And I just, I guess until then, John, we can safely say that these are the 12 that will most likely be appointed by the president. You know, the SABC has been without a board for about 2 months. The Standing Committee on Public Accounts yesterday was trying to get some, you know, accountability from the SABC as far as issues like irregular expenditure is concerned. But they had to move that, you know, carry over that meeting because the SABC had no board present at the meeting because there was no board to be present. And so I guess this appointment of these 12 members eventually, you know, we'll also start to see things moving as far as them accounting to Parliament, as well as the management of the SABC.
Thanks very much, Babalo Ndenze. I need to scrutinize the names more closely, and there are some names, candidly, that I don't know, and I'll do some Googling. But I have to say the one thing that strikes me on that list is I don't see anybody with a strong background in finance and commerce. And even though it is the public broadcaster, big chunks of the SABC are meant to A, generate revenue, and B, pay their own way. I mean, there is a whole set of radio stations that are classified in that way, to the best of my knowledge. That might be a gap, but we'll look at it more closely as the day unfolds. 24 minutes past 3.